This is part two of the book club, and I should be joined by Linda Butcher, who is a reader from Book Talk, which is a monthly group that meets at the Billericay Library. So are you there, Linda?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, lovely to talk to you. When did you first get into the world of books, Linda?
My mother taught me to read before I was three, and I had access to books all of my life, all of my childhood, the whole time. Schools were very, very good with reading for pleasure, not just for education. And at my primary school, we had the most excellent head teacher who read to the entire school one chapter of a book on a Friday afternoon before we went home. And then you had the whole week to wait for the next chapter.
And is it something you've ever thought about doing, or have you got anything published yourself?
I have had some poems published and a few articles. I have written quite a few short stories, which a couple of them did fairly well, but mostly now my writing is done in historical articles for my literary society's magazine, studying real life characters from the books that we read. And that's great fun because there's a lot of research, and then you have to have the art of condensing it down into an article sized piece.
And could you give us any examples of anybody that you can maybe give us a little bit of a little bit more history on, some characters that you found particularly interesting?
Well, they're the real-life characters from our books. One of them I particularly enjoyed doing was Lady Lennox, who was cousin to Queen Elizabeth I and Queen Mary, and who was an extremely strong character. Most books put her as a villain, but I actually quite admire her, her tenacity, the fact that she was able to maintain being a Catholic through many, many reigns. And another character I really like is one of our Essex people, who is Lord Peter of Ingatestone.
Yes.
Who was a courtier for Henry VIII, Edward VII, Queen Mary and Queen Elizabeth, a time of religious turmoil, who was openly Catholic and had a chapel in Ingatestone Hall with a vicar, with a priest. So I really, really like Lord Peter. He's a very good character. And we still have a Lord Peter to this day.
Yes, we do. We do. I think everybody's met him in Brentwood and Billericay. I think we all know Lord Peter. Yes. Now, you're involved with Book Talk, which is a monthly group that meets at the Billericay Library. Is this something that you actually set up? And tell us about what happens there.
No. In fact, the first book group I belonged to was in Basildon Library. And then I also joined the Billericay Book Club, where I first met Sylvia. And although I'm not a founder member of it, but it's such an enjoyable thing to do. And after lockdown, coming back to it just gave me such a boost, because I love talking about books and I love being made to read sometimes something that I wouldn't normally choose. For instance, we had The Last Man by Mary Shelley, which I don't think I would ever have picked up in a million years. I can't say I enjoyed it, but it was an experience.
What are you reading at the moment that you would recommend?
At the moment? Well, at the moment, I am rereading some of the Dorothy Dunnett books. She's a society that I belong to. But I'm also reading The Wool Grower's Companion, which was a friend has lent to me. And I haven't started on our book club book yet, but it's The White Tiger. And that one I've got to read before next Tuesday, because I've then got to talk about it. But that's set in India. And it's, I'm glad they chose it, because it's a book that I'd wanted to read when it first came out and never got round to it.
Yes. And are you a speed reader like our Sylvia?
Yes, I do read very quickly. It amazes me sometimes. Book group members say, oh, I didn't get the book finished. And I think to myself, well, I've read about a dozen books in between. Yeah. And I probably read at least 3 books a week.
Wow.
So I reread the Dunnett books, probably all of them once every 2 years, and that's 14 books.
You said the book that changed your life was The Ringed Castle by Dorothy Dunnett, which you first read in 1972. So tell us, for people who might not know that book, tell us a little bit about the book and why it changed your life so much.
I chose it because I was reading at that time lots of books about Russia, modern books, history books, etc., and literally saw a cover that had Kremlin towers on and pulled it out from the library and took it home and read it. And it literally blew me away. And then I found out that it was book 5 of a book 6 series set in the time of Mary, Queen of Scots, when she was a child, which not many people had tackled. And so I then went back to the first one in the series, The Game of Kings, by Dorothy Dunnett, read all the rest, and then had to wait 2 years for the very last book in that series to come out.
Yeah.
And then I read her next series and found out that there was a Readers Association. And through the Readers Association, I've done a lot of travelling. We have events 3 or 4 times a year. I've written articles, and a friend who's also a reader, and we have what we call Dunnett Days.
Yeah.
So almost every year we have an event where other Dunnett readers come to Essex. We talk about history. We have speakers. Sylvia usually comes as an honoured guest. And we have had a lot of lovely speakers. In fact, we did have Lord Peter came and talked to us about his ancestors because they appeared in the books. And the days are really, we talk about books all the time, not just the Dunnett books, but other books that we like too. And it literally did change a lot of things for me. I'm not normally a joiner, but I've been a member of the Dorothy Dunnett Society for a long time.
And if people want to join the Book Talk monthly meetings at Billericay Library, is there a fee or is it for free? And when do you guys get together?
Oh, you just turn up, and it's the second Tuesday of each month from about 2 o'clock-ish, but some people get there early to have a natter first. In fact, we had one lady who joined us. She was in the library looking for books, and we sort of said, well, why don't you come and join us and see what we're all about?
Yeah.
So anybody literally can come and see what we're like. We're very friendly. We don't frighten people away. We don't have any men members at the moment. Mm. And this is something that happens with a lot of book clubs. Men don't seem to want to chat about books in the same way.
Mm.
But it would be quite nice to have different opinions.
Yes. Excellent. That's a call out for the men of Billericay. If you want to, if you're interested in books and you love books, then get down to Book Talk at 2 p.m. Second Tuesday of every month is where they meet, and it's completely free.
That's
and you can
right.
get the books, and then you can the next week you come back and you can talk about them as well. It's been lovely to talk to you, Linda. I know you've got a few people listening out there.
Well, I'm hoping that my sister in Bristol managed to get in touch, and also the editor of our Dorothy Dunnett magazine, which is called Whispering Gallery, Suzanne McNeil. I'm hoping that she's managed to hear it, but if not, then she will catch up on it when it's on the blog.
Lovely. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Hello. I forgot to mention the Parkinson Support Group are hosting an evening with what's his name, Paul Mayhew Archer. And this is in Billericay on the 22nd of October. And Paul was a writer of The Vicar of Dibley.
Ooh.
So anyone who'd like to come, I'll put it on my website, my blog.
Yep.
And we'll probably put it on your site as well, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be lovely. I'm going.
Brilliant. To have a lovely afternoon. You're going to have some lunch now, aren't you? Linda and Sylvia, enjoy your lunch. And thanks for talking to us with this month's book club. It's been a joy. Take care, girls. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Michelle.